Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute rundown of the biotech, clinical research, and applied science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, we take a break from our normal news cycle to focus on one big idea. Healthcare is politics. But first, a quick update. Last week, we reported on the apparent conflict between the White House and the FDA. Before the podcast went live, but after recording, the FDA approved convalescent plasma as an emergency authorized treatment for severe COVID-19. The data that I've read suggests that the therapy is likely safe. However, the impact in extant studies was small, and it's not clear that it is effective. By approving it before clinical trials are complete, further data collection can be challenging, as few people will enroll in a clinical trial where they may receive a placebo when they can be assured of receiving the real therapy just by asking. This makes determining how effective convalescent plasma is even more challenging. Conversely, since the therapy is likely safe, it allows access to thousands of patients across the U.S. who may benefit. This is not a political podcast. I hope that I have listeners across the political spectrum who are critical thinkers and want to live informed and engaged lives. My goal is to provide insight and information for you to make conclusions or at least think critically. However, last week highlighted an inevitable facet of reporting on healthcare-related industries. The political system is intimately interconnected with how we provide healthcare in this country. Rather than attempting to discuss what role the government should or should not play in our society, I'll make an observation. As it currently stands, in the United States and most other economically successful nations, the government is involved in the regulation of what healthcare is, who can be involved in healthcare, and how healthcare is financed. First, and most relevant to this show, is that the government regulates what counts as healthcare. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, had a budget of $5.7 billion in 2019. With that budget, it oversees everything from the layout of nutrition on the packaging for your frozen vegetables and what medicine your dog can receive to the approval of multi-billion dollar drugs. They also play a critical role in regulating claims that can be made. For example, when Dr. Brilliant's magical COVID elixir shows up on the market, the FDA prevents them from making claims about human health not backed by robust scientific evidence and clinical testing. Second, the government explicitly and implicitly controls who is involved in the healthcare system. That means you can't just claim to be a doctor. You actually have to pass medical exams and boards, which all have suites of exams that require you to have some level of training. In the US, you're not even allowed to change diapers in a nursing home without becoming certified through a test as a nurse aide. Trust me, I've done it. This regulation of who can participate as a provider makes medicine more complex and expensive, but by and large stops individuals without training from lying to people and getting them killed. It's not stopped YouTube or Gwyneth Paltrow from spreading misinformation, but generally assures that those providing care have some form of appropriate training. Finally, the major place we think about government involvement in healthcare is through controlling how it's financed. Almost 10% of global economic activity in 2017 was on healthcare, according to the World Health Organization. In 2019, the federal government spent $1.2 trillion on healthcare in the U.S., with the total public and private expenditure reaching $3.6 trillion, or around 17% of the GDP. In 2015, Medicare cost exceeded spending on national defense, and the numbers continue to rise. Private insurance companies may not match the federal government, but they also collected $870.6 billion in premiums in 2019. But who sets the rules for what counts as insurance and if you should have it? Who says hospitals have to take whoever comes in the emergency room? Who has determined that healthcare can be a for-profit business? Whether you believe in Medicare for all or complete free market capitalism, the government is intimately involved in the way healthcare is paid for by being the single largest payer in the world, as well as the regulator of all other payers and payees. The Niche is brought to you today by the Scope Method LLC. The Scope Method helps companies develop clear vision and strategic processes. Whether you need fresh eyes on your data, independent risk assessment, or are pivoting into a new therapeutic space, the Scope Method will help you focus close to re-examine what you know and look ahead to where you want to go. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. The question of how much the government should be involved in the health care of citizens is not a new one. At the most basic level, most Americans agree that to provide health care in the United States, you should have some form of appropriate training and licensing, and that lying about what medicine can do is immoral. After all, the U.S. has a long and sordid history of dubious medical practices and wild claims driven under the guise of free market enterprise and freedom. Our history in the space is so illustrious that the term snake oil salesman, suggesting deceptive marketing, originates in the real-life attempt to sell the oil of snakes as a panacea. On the other end of the spectrum, the pharmaceutical company Athira announced this week that they're going public with a $100 million IPO to support the Phase 2-3 clinical trial for the treatment of Alzheimer's. Why raise so much? Because that's how much it costs them to develop the product through clinical trials, and that's if it goes well. Creating FDA-approved therapies is wildly expensive. So are the resulting products. Last week, we highlighted the pressures the White House was putting on the FDA to expedite approved therapies just in time for speeches at the Republican National Convention. This level of direct interaction between a regulatory agency and the executive branch are probably concerning for a lot of reasons that go beyond anyone's opinion of the current administration. But here's the fundamental reality they bring to the forefront. Healthcare is intimately interconnected with the way elections are won and how government decisions are made. It has been for a long time. There's no staying in any lanes on this one because it is the single largest line item in the federal budget and a central topic in every election going back 50 years. The government regulates healthcare, determining what counts, defining who can be involved and what they can do, and paying directly or indirectly for a significant portion of coverage. This is all without touching in the slightest bit on the indirect subsidization of the entire global pharmaceutical and biotech industry through the NIH and NSF grant process. What does this mean for you? If you're listening to this podcast, then you probably are interested in the biotech industry, clinical research, or applied science. This means that politics matters to your future, your job, and your industry, even if you're frustrated with the news cycle or who's running. We must, as an industry, be involved and realize we don't have to play party politics to be part of the political system. I will continue to provide you with the top news in the industries you care about, but politics will inevitably be part of the conversation because in the world we live in, healthcare is politics. Thanks for joining me on this special edition of the Niche Podcast. We'll be back to your weekly 5-minute summary of top news in biotech, clinical trials, and applied science industries in September. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends in the industry. If you like this special edition, let us know, and don't forget to rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson. I'll see you next week.